welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author from the Chicago province, and his preaching today is entitled Ambitious for the Right Things.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about in the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." The Gospel of the Lord. We really have two connected themes running through our readings this Sunday. The first has to do with the fact that someone who lives a truly faithful, virtuous life is open to being disrespected, envied, or even done in by others rather than highly held up as such a faithful witness. So that in the first part of our reading from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is quite aware that in spite of all the good that he's done, preaching the good news, healing, driving out demons, offering hope to people, that he had to now let his disciples know that eventually, for all of that, he would be killed. In fact, our first reading for this Sunday comes from the Book of Wisdom and parallels that, where it says, "The wicked say, 'Let us beset the just one, because he's obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doing, reproaches us, charges us for violations. Let us indeed put him to death. Let us condemn him to a shameful death." So the Book of Wisdom is aware that although we are all called to be deeply just, virtuous women and men, that in fact there are those who will look at our lives with envy or anger or hatred and hope in some ways that we will not succeed, that we will fail. In fact, sometimes that hostility towards the good can actually lead to their wishing, praying for, or plotting someone's death, which is what Jesus is aware of. So that's the first theme in some ways, the just person's dilemma, that life of justice and virtue may not always be respected by others who may be envious. Envy is something with which we all struggle in some ways, but there's another facet to it, a second element in our reading today. The second reading comes from the letter of James, and it begins, "Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But wisdom comes from above and is peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy, sincere." Where jealousy exists and selfish ambition, there's bound to be a problem. And so one's jealousy of the person who seems to do better, succeed, receive more honor, is recognized that jealousy conflicts with my ambition. And that's the second theme, ambition, not only in the letter of James, but in the second part of our Gospel of Mark, where Jesus asks them what was going on, and basically he realizes that what? They were talking about who was the greatest. And Jesus says, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last. Now, ambition in itself is not bad. Where would we in the world be if no one was ambitious, if no one had ambition, desire to do something with their lives, to make their lives count? We all ought to have some ambition. And therefore, ambition in itself is not bad. It can be good if oriented toward a good purpose. But ambition is not necessarily good when it leads to hypocrisy, when it leads in some ways to wanting to have power over someone, when it leads to doing someone in. So there is ambition, but then there's also ambition, that discussion about who is the greatest, that I am better than you, that ambition that's grounded in some ways in envy or egoism or narcissism. Ordinarily, I would not be inclined to say that preaching ought to get too political because the gospel can speak for itself. But in fact, we are so aware in our world today, especially here in the United States, of the political reality we confront. And anyone who runs for any kind of office hopes that he or she will succeed and thus has some ambition. But if that ambition leads to something cutthroat, leads to lies, leads to false information, leads to doing anything that in some ways might promote my cause over against, if ambition knows no limits, if ambition is tied with hypocrisy, if ambition is my saying one thing, but in my heart, I know something else, that is what would be false ambition, what the letter to the James refers to as selfish ambition. And that leads to disorder and foul practices and is not wise, as wisdom is described in our first reading for today. And so Jesus says, what were you arguing about? And they remained silent. But they had been discussing who was the greatest. What difference does it make who is the greatest? As long as each one is good, they ought to have had, and probably did have, some rightful shame in front of Jesus, who knew what was going on. So let us also then, as we continue to ponder the gospel itself that calls us to a life of humility, but also ambition, let us be ambitious, but humble and truthful and honest and desirous of that which is good. Again, if we go to the words of the Book of Wisdom, where we find what wisdom truly is, that it's a gentleness that involves patience. It ought not lead to doing the just one in, doing someone harm, doing someone damage, as that leads to what? In the end, the crucifixion of Christ. But we hear in the letter of James, wisdom that comes from above, that is wise ambition, rather than selfish ambition. Wisdom that comes from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, full of mercy, constant and sincere. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace and do not cultivate hatred, envy, disorder. May God bless each of you this day. Be ambitious for what God desires us to desire, but let not hypocrisy enter into that ambition, so that we pray genuinely, not my will, but may God's will be done. Have a beautiful Sunday.